We've talked about your best memories. What would you say that were some of your worst memories, if you can think of any?
Well, for me, the worst memories are how travelling children, like your brother and sister, Tyron and Ira, were taken into care from a traveller site at the age of 6 months and weren't allowed to be rehabilitated back to a traveller site. So that was just awful. That the fact that they were taken away wrongly, they were put into care wrongly, and then they weren't allowed to come back home to their family
I
was
didn't meet
just,
them till they were 18.
well, you did actually, when they were living with their grandparents, your dad's parents, you met them when you were a baby.
I
But
didn't
then they
remember the
shot, then
first
they
time
went, they
met
were
them.
already, yeah, but then they went back into care. And the fact that we couldn't get to see them easily, we were viewed as unworthy because we were travelling like some sort of, yeah, was awful. It was absolutely
Yeah,
awful. And it
sort of
has really,
dehumanized a bit,
yeah, exactly. It was.
but
It is a dehumanisation, and it has massively affected the twins hugely,
well, yeah.
and has affected them deeply, as it
Well,
has
those,
affected all of us as well. And of course, we enjoy a really good relationship with them now, but it
but the
wasn't
whole
until they
time
were
they were.
released from care that we could really get anywhere near
Well, it
them.
wasn't until then they started having fun. I think that neither of them really liked where or who they were staying with.
No, they didn't.
More
They
or
were
less the
very unsettled.
whole 18 years or 17 years
Yeah.
and a half years, 17 and a half.
Yeah.
So that kind of been nice. Like,
But
I've
they've
only
managed
just
to
turned
turn it
19.
around. I mean, years ago, they would like take kids off of traveller sites as near as recently as the 50s, and the children would be adopted out to places like to Australia, and the parents would never see them again. Do you know what I mean? And like
Yeah.
in the 80s, it was 1989, 1988, when the twins were taken into care, and all that was kicking off. It was still a really appalling attitude towards travellers having children, and they didn't think that they should be allowed to be on site. Fortunately, Tyron and Ira have managed to turn their lives around. Obviously, Taz is a famous circus performer now,
Yeah.
and as an aerial artist, and Ira
Best of what he does.
is, yeah, Ira's got three beautiful girls, and is a wonderful mother, and they've both turned out into well-rounded human beings, which is a testimony to their own fortitude, really, and the fact that they've got us. Now we're not forced apart, and yeah, so that would be my worst memory, and I really feel for people that suffer in that way that they did and that we did, and I just hope it, that lessons have been learned from it, and that it wouldn't happen again. But we do that has to be watched so closely all the time. It's
Yeah.
another awful symptom of being subjected to propaganda. Yeah, like you say, the dehumanisation, and people think that it's better that those children go into care than stay with their families. In actual fact,
Just because they don't have a like a shower or like you can live without that stuff.
yeah. Well,
Oh.
it's a lot.
Well, even if you did, like, I don't know, you're their family, no one's going to care for them more than you ever will have.
They,
Like,
yeah, they
you guys
said,
were always going to look after them better
yeah, they
than
said that
someone
the
else.
kids were failing to thrive and that they couldn't hold their heads up and stuff like that,
And
but
they
they
were
were
6 months.
twins, 6 months of age. Do you
Yeah.
know what I mean? And the doctor, when they took them to the hospital to be assessed, said, "What are these delightful children doing in my hospital where only sick people come?" Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. But it was, by then, the ball had already been rolling. The ball's already rolling, and social services are
stuck there.
Well, yeah, there's the social services are just like, yeah. Basically, once they get involved, it's difficult to get them disengaged.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, that was back in the 80s. And now we're nearly in
there should be
the
more help for people,
2020s, but you'd hope things have come along a lot better since then. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously the best place for a child is to be with their family.
Yeah.
And just because that family live in a caravan and travel about, should not be used as a reason to take them away. You know? Mm. So that would be my worst... That would be my worst memory.
Yeah.
Was the injustice of all that and how it affects people.